This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, James Darren dies, plus a porch pooper, and the Ace Cosby joke of the day. It's coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Don't worry, I'm unfurlizable.
Pat, he's got something super going on down there, so you got to be careful.
I know. And Tom, I always wanted a mixed baby. Why not by somebody as rich as you, Tom? I ain't into white men, but you know I've always been into you.
Again, that's book 8.
I won't do chick, Tom, but I do you.
I won't do
chick. Hey, I do not sleep with the help.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm sorry. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Hello, Tom. We have a guest. Look.
We do. Jess Hooker has joined us in the studio. Jess, we got to catch you up with a couple quick things.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
You just got here.
Just got
with
here.
Your new short hair. Looks great.
Thanks.
You look terrific. No, you look great.
Thanks.
Everyone says so.
Okay.
Just a couple quick things. Sad news from the world of entertainment.
James Darren, best known for his roles on Gidget and T.J. Hooker, has died at the age of 88. Passed away peacefully in his sleep at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. Apparently, his son says his dad was set to undergo an aortic valve replacement surgery.
His son was also named Darren.
However, doctors said he was...
And also an old man.
Yes. Local old star. His son was also an old star. Darren was his son's name.
Really? No kidding.
Yeah.
Do you remember him at all?
You know who James Darren is?
No, I don't.
T.J. Hooker.
I wouldn't know him to see him. I know those shows.
You might know him. He did do some Beverly Hills 90210 guest spots. He did some Melrose Place guest spots.
Oh, okay.
He did
Time
later.
Tunnel, of course. That was my favorite.
Oh, Time Tunnel.
Sure.
Well, now you're being sarcastic.
No. Why would they?
He had the number three song in the Billboard charts.
That's impossible. With Goodbye, Cruel World.
Yeah, here it is.
This isn't real.
This is garbage.
Hey.
This is worse than
Cruel World. I'm off to join the circus.
Circus or circus?
A broken hearted clown.
I'm off to join the circus. Going to be a broken hearted clown.
What year was this? That's not a note, Jimmy.
That's a hit.
Yeah. Do we know what year that was?
Oh, gosh.
Man.
61, apparently.
Okay.
And here's the Time Tunnel theme.
Two American scientists are lost in the swirling maze of past and future ages.
I announce your hero.
Look at Josh's face.
America's greatest and most
I loved this show as a kid.
How dare you not give Dick Tufeld the respect
they'd go back in time, so you see.
They only produced one season.
And it was very convenient because everyone spoke English. And
wait a minute. It was only on one season?
Yeah, released September 9th, 1966, and it ended April 7th, 1967. 30 episodes, that was it.
Last week they met Genghis Khan.
Oh, boy.
And again, very convenient. Everyone spoke English, had nice teeth, fairly civilized. It's fun.
Did the time tunnel ever travel back to, I don't know, Appomattox, Civil War, any of those times?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It did.
Civil War, absolutely.
Son
of
a gun.
That's what I remember.
But it didn't go forward at all?
I don't
only
know the
back?
Answer. I don't remember. If it did, I don't remember.
That is one of my favorite things, what the year 2024 would look like.
Yes.
From the 1961 perspective.
Flying cars, probably.
Oh, yeah. That was all right.
That sort of thing.
I watched the Keanu Reeves vehicle from the 90s, Johnny Mnemonic.
Oh, yeah.
And it takes place in 2021, and they got a few things wrong.
Did they?
like what?
Yeah. He goes to dial, it's a futuristic-looking sort of communication device, but it still has actual buttons to push, like on a phone. Mm. So beeper, deeter, instead of it just being all touch screen.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
There were the actual physical buttons. That's not
diverse cast. I think Time Tunnel is largely going back to Whitey World.
Oh, gosh.
It's a general rule.
You know, that was the runner-up title, Whitey World.
Tesh, you might know James Darren from his 1959 hit Gidget. He was Moondoggy.
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 Yeah.
And this is Sandra Dee's Gidget,
a
right?
A surfer boy.
The movie?
Yes.
And she was. It said in the song that she's 4'3".
Yeah.
Do we have that song again? We were really singing that earlier. I'd like to hear
what
that.
A treat. That's 4'3" is, that's really short.
That's where Gidget comes from.
Yeah, let's not. Yep.
So short.
Don't explore
the backstory.
I think we should focus on how old Gidget was at first.
Okay, here we go.
About her dimensions.
She acts sort of teenage, just in between age. Looks about 4'3".
I think it's kind of good.
She's not 4'3", but looks about 4'3".
Don't you think it's pretty
short.
Good singing, Pat?
It's not bad at all.
Sinatra.
Streamers.
If you look up Smarmy in the dictionary, it's a picture of James Darren singing Gidget. Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah. What was the premise?
I'm oily and oozy, a little bit boozy.
It was surfing kids.
One of the first surfing movies.
He played a guy named Moondoggy.
Yeah,
it was Frankie and Annette and those beach
that
movies
kind
and
of
stuff
thing.
Like that.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But her name was
she wanted to learn to surf, and so she meets Moondoggy. And,
and there was a fee involved. Little bit of, under the dark candy.
Oh, so she was an adult in this? She just looked like a kid.
She was an adult for all
15 and a half was mentioned is what she...
No.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what the TV show
Well, it depends
said.
On what state they're in, right?
I guess it says the film is about a teenager...
State prison is what
there's no surf in Tennessee.
Initiation into the California surf culture and her romance with a young surfer.
Yeah. And the actress was Sandra Dee.
Yes. Yeah.
Which I get confused.
Cliff Robertson was in it, too.
Was?
Yeah.
Cliff Robertson, of course, who played John F. Kennedy in P.T.
Yeah, once
109.
Again, just
you
as fresh remember, as today's headlines.
You'd remember him maybe as Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man's Uncle Ben. Mm-hmm. That's Cliff Robertson.
Okay.
And Gidget's about to turn 17 on her summer break when
Do
she
we have
runs
a picture
into
of Sandra
that.
Oh.
Well, Sandra Dee is also the name of the character in Grease.
Yes.
So that's where I got turned around.
That's her name?
Well, they talk about Sandra Dee in a song.
Yeah, there's a song.
Yeah.
In any event.
Sandy, she's named after Sandra.
Sandy.
James Darren running away to join the circus.
Yeah, there they are.
Oh, okay, I know
There's
this.
James They're Darren from this. Behind. James Darren.
Gidget.
There they are.
And even in the still photograph, you can tell that it's fake.
Right.
They
well,
didn't really
of
have
of course.
That.
They're not really surfing?
No, they're clearly in a studio.
Really?
They're clear. Hey, after this, I'm going to go second knuckle deep. All right? You don't mind, do you?
Squirm, will you get to
All right, that's fine. Tell no one. Okay, good.
You want a husband or not? All right.
Okay.
Nobody will love you.
I think it's pretty good. Pretty good song, I think.
Although she's just small fry, just about so high. Gidget,
you know,
is the one for me.
Who I'd like to hear doing this song.
I mean, that song is right up Tom's alley. I can't believe he didn't produce it.
It kind of swings.
Yeah.
That is.
It's all kind of, but it's not even close, really. It's kind of. I'd like to hear Dick Mango do that song, is what I
think. Oh, yeah. Boy.
Wow. Where is he? Get him in here. We could work on that.
Or maybe Little Dick could do
Dick Mango Jr.?
Yeah.
He can duet.
It's not Little Dick.
It's Little Dick Mango.
Two dicks?
Little Dick's looking for a raise. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. In any event, Mr. Darren has passed away at the age of 88, but had a fine career.
Right.
We have officially talked about him more than his own family.
Right.
Bring him by his side.
See you later, James Darren.
I thought it was pretty good too.
We already thought you were dead.
Okay.
He's
real cute.
He was really cute on TJ Hooker, too.
How many people, I thought he was already dead. How many people said that?
Yeah.
But he had that full head of hair, kind of an Italian look.
Oh, yeah, there he is. Look at that.
Yeah, that's a TJ Hooker
here. Look at that. Look at that marmoset on his head. Look at that.
He looks a little like Eddie Hazel in that picture.
Wow.
Yeah. Handsome head.
Yeah. Eddie Hazel's our guy who, I don't know what he hangs around here.
I don't know. All I have to say is he's Filipino. Okay.
Eddie, wake up.
And you know how they're hung, don't you?
You'd think James Darren
could barely get it off the boat.
Filipino-ish?
He had to get a separate passport just for his male member. The man is
Mediterranean.
Gifted.
Yeah, that's swarthy. Yeah. Greasy.
I'm sorry. Good week. By the way, Ms. Hooker, I don't know if you knew this. If you noticed Christy's shoulder pad, she'll be starting for the Colts coming up this
weekend. There are no shoulder pads in this.
No, it's something just a square cut.
Well, then
it's
you've been working out.
It's a square cut shoulder, yeah.
Don't you listen. You look
it's
fine,
really cute.
Christy.
I like that.
Thank
now,
you.
What's our next news story, Frankenstein?
Hey, butthole. Call him a butthole. Two shows in a row.
Now we're going right to butthole. That's not very subtle.
Well, he's continuing his Friday butthole-esque.
Speaking of buttholes, we got buttholes in the news.
We do?
I'm glad we're just throwing that word around.
Get in trouble for
let's
that?
Let's go with BH. We'll go with BH. What have you got over there?
Police in Kentucky are on the hunt for a so-called serial porch pooper.
Oh, boy. Son of a bitch.
Louisville Metro Police.
He's smiling, everybody, in case you're wondering.
He's smiling.
Tom is smiling.
The rest of us are clinching. Said they had.
Well, this guy wasn't clinching. He's letting it rip.
God. Three reports about the alleged porch pooper who has been caught on video defecating on a person's porch repeatedly. The homeowner whose porch is being targeted told WLBT that the perp also urinated on their welcome mat.
Ooh.
That's not very welcome.
Hey, whoever's doing this, please. Please stop.
They say they have no idea why their porch has been hit multiple times.
I think it's pushy Mormons.
Huh?
What?
They wouldn't answer the door. Okay, I'll show them.
Louisville Metro Police are asking anyone with information to contact them. Please find the porch pooper.
My God, please stop it.
Do they ring the doorbell?
Is it ding dong dude?
Ding dong. Ding dong Duke. Is that what you were going to say?
Or
ding dong Duke.
Yeah.
Either way.
Gosh.
Wow.
But I think it's the season for that, right? When fall comes.
Is there a season for
that? I think it is. Halloween. Well, like the Halloween and the
Halloween
pranking
time.
And stuff.
Messing
I just always
your...
think that no, kind
it's
of stuff is.
The season for pranking.
Yes.
The porch pooping. The prank, though, you're supposed to light it on fire.
Yeah.
Did you ever toilet paper a house, Tom? Do you TP a house?
No.
Yeah.
Although it'd be handy here if someone had toilet papered the house, the guy could clean up before he left.
True.
Good point.
Yes. Do you bring things to wipe with if you're gonna if you're a porch pooper?
Yeah, you have to.
Hmm.
Or do you just
raw dog at home?
Smear at home. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Wow.
Two brown bags. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Huh. But this is a serial porch pooper. They're saying. And it's
we don't know what he
repeatedly at the.
Could be a muffin.
Yeah, the cornflakes,
fiber,
cornflakes emulate. The cornflakes emulate their source. I don't know.
Do you have a song, Pat?
About this many? I mean, well, I don't. You wouldn't
many.
Know where to start.
Many.
Guy in Australia was a serial pooper. He did it in the gardens.
Yeah.
We have the man from Cumming who took off all of his clothes on the porch. A lot of porch action.
Was the in Australia, was the guy doing it in other people's gardens?
Yes, just like this, but not the porch. He would.
I'd like to poop right on the stoop.
Let's do that one.
Here are the people's gardens in Australia.
I'd like to be jogging carefree and poop in an Aussie's garden by the street.
This really was the song?
Don't use a loo for a little secret poo in an Aussie's poopy garden. Watch your feet. Hey, look, that's me on the security TV. Hey, won't you take a squat in an Aussie's garden with me? I'd like to pee, drop a deuce or three, and poop in an Aussie's garden by a tree. Oh, it would be warm, ooh, in a pointed form. Fertilize your hedges, make them green. We will run and drop some leave little presents all over town. Hey, look, that's me there on Melbourne TV, pooping in an Aussie's garden by the street. Doo-doo, da-da-da-da.
Poop. Well, thank you very much, Pat.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's time to check in with Ace Cosby.
It is?
A little bit of a palate cleanser after that.
Let's talk about poop some more.
We kind of are.
Yeah.
Well, poop some more. Ace, I would resent that.
Hey, Chickman.
Yes, Ace.
What do you get when you cross a pig and a centipede?
A pig and a centipede. I don't know what, Ace.
Bacon and legs.
That was Ace Cosby's joke of the day. Josh, I thought you were going to punch the counter.
Christy, what have you got going on over there?
The so-called celebrity white beluga whale that was rumored to have been a Russian spy has been found dead in Norway. The beluga's carcass was found floating at the Razavika Bay and moved to a nearby harbor where experts can examine it. The tame whale was first spotted in 2019 wearing a harness with a mounted camera bearing the label Equipment St. Petersburg.
Clearly a spy.
Igniting concerns the animal was a spy for the Russians.
I have no doubt. And none of you should either.
Yeah.
Why are you mad?
Yeah.
Go get him, John.
What was this? I remember vaguely the camera on the whale. What did they think it was spying on? Submarines or something?
Apparently things in the Norwegian harbor. I don't know.
Hmm. Wow.
They've been using aquatic animals ever since like World War II. They were training dolphins to be assassins. We were. A lot of militaries have done
this. This one, I guess, had a license to krill.
Oh, yeah, you got to be. Absolutely. So, chick loved it.
Look at my chickens.
The 00086.
Caught him by surprise.
What?
Look, I say, have fun in hell, commie whale.
License to krill. Okay. Thank you.
Do not blame this poor whale. He didn't know what he was doing.
I think he took himself out.
He did?
Oh, yeah.
Like one of those pills, mm-hmm. cyanide pill?
No, he hanged himself, which underwater is tough.
Yeah.
That is it.
You got to wait. And there's a lot of
waiting. They don't have necks. How would you?
Oh, yeah, they are just kind of all torn.
They're all kind of shoulders.
Yeah.
Where did this happen?
Norway.
In the harbor?
What are you spying on Norway for?
You don't know what they're up to.
They're up to something.
You think so?
Talking funny, yeah.
You know what they say in that area of the world?
What?
Helsinki or swim.
There's no license to krill, but...
You can't follow license to krill.
That's the closer.
I saw a headline the other day. It said, why haven't they picked the next James Bond yet? And I thought to myself, because maybe it's finally over.
Oh, do you think so?
I hope not. Idris Elba. My top three picks.
He's long said no.
It's negotiated.
You want to be trapped in that contract?
Yeah.
How many do you have to make?
Depends on what they say.
They would only make 35. I mean, that's a...
How many did Daniel Craig do? Three?
I saw three online.
Three to five? Yeah.
Haven't you had enough, though? I mean, you really...
I stopped going a long time ago.
No. Bond has its...
Remember the one I went to see had the eye as one of the villains?
Where it just the last one.
Big eye.
On the motorcycle.
No.
One of the finest nemesises Bond ever had to face.
I mean, the best thing about him are the songs. I mean, you get a great song like Skyfall. Are you out of your mind?
Who's your Bond? Like, everybody has a Bond. Like,
Sean Connery.
Mine is
Sean
Pierce
Connery.
Brosnan. Yeah. Same.
Oh, like when you...
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear that, Tom? Yeah. Pierce Brosnan is the James Bond.
Brosnan was the first one I ever saw in the theater.
He is not bad. I couldn't stomach the Roger Moore.
I like them all.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all good. Yeah. You know, they all have cool things.
They've gotten a little bit... They've lost the wit and charm, if you ask me. They're kind of serious and...
Daniel Craig did 5 of those movies.
Yeah.
Man.
Wow.
Well, there you go. 5, a nice 5. Maybe a tight 3 for him.
I mean, Timothy Dalton only did 3, I think. Wow. Maybe, no, he only did 2, I think.
Lazenby 1, right?
George Lazenby just did 1.
Hmm. Yeah. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
That wasn't a bad. Had a great ski stunt.
That was good stuff.
Oh, God.
A lot of ladies. He's surrounded by ladies in the castle up above.
A lot of lovely ladies. Tim always says a lot of good looking.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.